24.0. EDG 01291220251900, audio. Let's talk a little more about this telephone line. For now, it's an alternative to SSV communications. There's nothing preventing the use of other communication methods. Redundancy and the variability of communication modes are a guarantee of safety in a space station, particularly one with a diameter of 1.4 kilometers. If this hasn't changed, telephone wires don't require electromagnetic shielding, and this medium can operate on any type of wire. What can you do with a telephone line? Make phone calls, obviously. Have computers in remote mode. Have internet access and its online support protocol. Recharge motherboard batteries. Home automation. Computer networking. Remote video. Alarm transmissions with or without a computer. Router with or without Wi-Fi. Etc. What I'm simply trying to say is that this technology offers interesting support, particularly over long distances, and can provide an acceptable parallel mode for space. This requires some thought. Another point concerns signal amplifiers. I'm not a computer network specialist, however, I do know one thing: all technologies of this type have limitations. On an Ethernet network, what distance is achievable without resorting to signal amplifiers? That's why I'm emphasizing this telephone technology. I don't know if this voltmeter will have a 4 to 20 milliamp output, or an R11 connection point. In the space industry, there are other ways to transmit signals. Just think of servo motors. I'll conclude with this simple comment. To reject an idea, you need at least one idea. That's the primary reason for writing this text. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabriel and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This December 29, 2025. Transmission delay.